Hello everyone, I'm Suruchi and we'll be talking about team utilization when it comes to managing project teams and resources. So what does the word utilization per se mean to you? Utilization is the most optimum effective use of any resource. So when I say that there is a team member who is working from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., does it mean that the team member is being productive and meaningfully working from 9 to 6? No, he is probably working, but if he is being productive only out of 5 hours from that 9 to 6, then his utilization is just about 60% or 65% of the total time that he has worked. Likewise, if there is an employee or a team member who is coming to work but not really being assigned to a proper project, not really generating revenue, which is what you are there for, not really contributing to the total outcome of the project, then once again, you're not really being, you, while you're busy, you're working on something maybe, but you're not really utilized. So when we're talking about project management, and project management as we discussed versus the ongoing business of any organization is something which is short term, time bound, has a start and a finish date, has a specific agenda to it, specific outcome to it, and after that everyone goes back to their other roles and responsibilities. So typically there would be a very clear cut outcome, result and a revenue with a constrained budget, all of that involved. Now if even in this short term time frame you have team members who are lying idle and who are not being utilized to the maximum potential, then that is a real waste of time, because one, they are working on a special project which has a time-bound result orientation, and secondly, while they're not generating any result here, they are also not working on some other role or responsibility that they could have been working on and maybe perhaps being utilized better out there. So there is an opportunity cost even in terms of somewhere else where they're not working, and here also they are not generating any result. So laying that foundation, let's move into seeing what team utilization is and perhaps how team utilization can be maximized. So what is utilization? As I mentioned, it is the extent to which a resource is used by the organization. So if I have a very senior design architect, I pay him a very high package. He comes, I have various software development projects happening across my organization, across various locations, but I have no use for someone as senior to get involved. His designing is for maybe, you know, one or two key projects, but not really for the mass projects that I'm having or the majority of my work. Then I have a very senior employee who is a cost center, who is coming every day to work, who is giving his productive time away from his personal life and dedicating time here, but am I getting the maximum benefit out of him for the time and money commitment that I'm putting behind him? No. So is his utilization the optimum? Probably not. So maybe if I had someone a little junior, a little lower cost, or maybe the same high cost person, so senior, was more involved in a lot more projects than the one or two that he is involved in, the utilization aspect would be far higher than where we stand currently. So utilization is it in its most basic level is metric professional service use to measure the profitability of their people. So when we come to this chapter, we have been dealing with a lot of human angles. Now we are specifically talking numbers, data, cost, profitability, because every resource has a cost involved. There's a cost involved in terms of the budget, which to the extent of which he or she is eating from the budget of that project. There is also cost involved in terms of the other work which is being left aside because of the assignment to this specific project. So you have to keep in mind that now we are strictly talking numbers, we are strictly talking profitability, we are strictly talking bottom line when we are talking about the utilization of any resource involved. And we are talking in a measurable sense where we clearly aim to be able to measure the utility and the utilization that I'm getting out of any resource. And all organizations have a business need to understand how their resources are being used and in order to evaluate operational efficiency. So I have employees, and as I said, employees come and work 9 to 5, but I have to see how many of those employees are directly or indirectly contributing to my profitability, or are they just coming and eating up a salary and not really contributing. And quite frankly, the same job for which I have hired 3 people, if instead of 3 people I had only 1 resource, that 1 resource could have very effectively done the role of these 3 people. Right now I have divided that 1 person's job among 3 people, and I'm paying 3 people's salary. So that is actually a higher cost, and everyone is working at 1/3 the capacity that they could be working at. If I, though they are coming 9 to 6 because of the under assignment of work, quantum of work that I've given to them, they are only working 1/3. If I reduce the team size to 1 person, then that person is probably going to be productive as close as 100% of the day. And still be coming only 9 to 6, not sitting longer hours, and I would be paying the salary of only 1 person. So it is very important what sort of operational efficiency I am endeavoring and what sort of operational efficiency I am achieving, because especially in the case of project management, a lot of the costing, a lot of the revenue works on the productivity, the utilization, the number of billable hours or actual hours that a resource has put in work. So you have to understand the difference between work hours, billable hours and actual hours. So when you are billing a customer, for example, when consultancy firms bill IT firms for any consultancy related project in their IT domain, they bill them not based on how many hours my person came and sat on your site. The person would happily probably just to inflate the billing, go and sit there from 6 in the morning till 12 in the night. They have to justify how much they are billing based on actual hours that have actually been utilized and work has been generated, and billing is done based on that, because no client will just pay for a resource to come and sit in their office and pay without actually seeing where is this money being assigned, how are we justifying this money which is being assigned. A utilization report provides data on where and how the resources are being used. So if I have 3 consultants assigned to a certain project, I have to show where were those consultants, how was their time being used, and I have to be able to provide that data. What did they deliver or generate in this time that they were there? I cannot just randomly put up a bill and expect that bill to get serviced without actually providing this data on utilization, because no one is going to pay me just for time spent. So when you have a project, also a project management initiative, you will not be generating profitability just on time spent. You are actually going to be generating profitability on the actual hours of utilization that actually went into play out here. Why is utilization important? So in most companies, a salary is due to an employee whether they are assigned to a project or not. So if I am working in a company, whether I have been assigned to a project or not, I will get a salary as long as I am on the rolls, right? It's mentioned in my appointment letter. I will continue to get that salary. Now, if a consultancy can't find a project for a consultant, whose fault is it? I'm a consultant, I'm hired with the consultancy, but they can't find a project for me. They hired me, but now I'm sitting idle because they can't find a project. Can they say that till the time we find a project, we're not going to pay you? No, I'm probably going to end up taking legal action against them. So they can't do that. They have to pay me my salary. It is their fault if they can't find a project for me. But what is the number impact that it leads to? It is the fault of the consultant, and the company has to pay the price. Why? Because there is a cost of salary and there is no generation of revenue. If there is no project the person is assigned to, there is no utilization of this resource. The resource is eating up a salary, which is his justified due, which he deserves. But he is not generating any revenue. He is not being able to bill to any client or to any customer where profitability is being generated. So you have cost, but no profitability coming out as a result of it, which is just a wastage of resources, and generally high resources, because these are highly paid consultants. So you have to be very mindful of that. And time not spent generating revenue is costing the organization money, and eventually the employer becomes cost center rather than profit center. So there was a time when one had heard this phenomena where consultancies would go and hire aggressively from MBA colleges during the hiring season and the recruitment season. But by the time it was time for these hired employees and consultants to come on board, some of these in bad markets, some of these consultancies would go back on their word and say that we cannot honor the offer that we have made to you. Why were they doing that? This was being done because while these consultancies had envisaged that they are going to have these n number of projects in their books, to service these n number of projects, they are going to need so many number of management trainees. Now, suddenly they realize that in a bad market where people are not giving work to consultancies, not going ahead with projects, consultancy projects, suddenly they have fewer projects than they thought they would have. So if they took these MBA students from these fancy MBA colleges on board, then they would be incurring a salary without any project being allocated to these employees. So in that case, there would be a cost of the salary, but no revenue being generated. So instead of being stuck in this situation where they were becoming cost centers instead of revenue and profit centers, they chose to go back on their offers, which also gave them bad press and bad image. But in the interest of the numbers, they said, we are sorry, we cannot justify taking you on board and making ourselves a cost center when actually our endeavor is to be a profit center. So they knew very well that if they take these people on board, then they are going to be not utilizing them at all, because they're going to be sitting idle. So there won't be any utilization, but there will be an outflow in terms of the salaries that have to be paid out. So continuing with why is utilization important? As I told you, utilization is actually the actual number of hours worked divided by the total hours. Now, it is typically seen as a percentage utilization. And in large projects where there are millions of dollars involved, lakhs and crores involved, you can imagine that even a percentage difference or divergence or loss of utilization can lead to a significant loss of revenue. We're not talking couple of thousands, we're not talking couple of hundreds. We're talking easily couple of lakhs or millions, if not more. So each percentage loss of productivity and loss of utilization is a huge cost outflow and cost center to your profitability leakage to your company. So for example, it's critical that for businesses like software consulting to have their employees working on fee generating projects as much as possible. Only then can they cover the salary and other costs incurred for paying staff. Now, I have only been talking salary. I haven't even spoken about the other costs involved. Overheads. When you have these consultants on location, for example, if you have someone from a consultancy, software consultancy office in Gurgaon, based in Mumbai, on site at a client site in Mumbai, then that consultant will be incurring a cost of the company will be incurring a cost to put up the consultant in a very respectable location in Mumbai. Rents are high in Mumbai, so you are putting up the consultant in a very respectable location in Mumbai, where you are paying the rental cost, you are paying various other expenses. Most of these consultancy firms also have arrangements for their consultants to fly back every weekend or at least every alternate weekend to their home location, so that they can spend time with their families also, because they do not consider it healthy to keep these employees away from their families for long stretches of time. So if you have an employee from a Gurgaon office, you are paying his salary, you are paying for his stay cost in Mumbai, you are paying for his flight back every weekend, if not every alternate weekend, to go visit home, you are paying for all his other expenses, you are paying for his transport. So you are not just talking about salary, you're talking about a whole lot of other expenses. So if he is not assigned to a good fee generating project, He's just sitting in that location idle without a project being assigned to him. Imagine the magnitude of the cost you are generating without actually having a reversal profitability being generated in reverse. So every percentage point of utilization leakage of actual hours being lost versus total hours is a leakage in terms of profitability and not desirable for any project management team. Now, utilization reports are very important because they very categorically and factually capture where, how, and how much of the resources are being used. As I said, a consultant, software consultant, is free to go and sit on the site from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. It will not lead to any problem for the to just go sit there. But do you think the software client is actually going to pay from that 6 o'clock to 9 p.m.? No. You need to show why was he there, where was he there, and what was he generating or delivering at that point of time. Just the length of hours or duration that you are sitting somewhere does not mean that that is actual utilization. Clients are also very sharp. Clients also have expectations when contracts are drawn out at the start, when consultancy projects are mandated out. Very specific mandates are there, very specific objectives are mentioned, very specific expectations are mentioned, and very specific deliverables are also mentioned, and the way the utilization is going to be assessed is also very categorically mentioned. So they will very well want to know how, where, and how much the resource was used in working on their desired outcome versus just being busy, versus just coming to work, because that does not serve their purpose and they are not going to take responsibility for that. If he has not been productive in delivering something on their project for a day, please go back and sit in your office and don't bill me that day. Don't bill that day to me. So these reports show utilization rates and capacity utilization. Now, as I said, these utilization rates are primarily mentioned as percentages, and even a leakage of 1, 2, even half a percentage can lead to a huge divergence in the revenue generation for the software consultancy firm. And a utilization is typically measured as the actual number of hours divided by the total number of hours. Total number of hours being irrelevant, the client is only interested in the actual number of hours for which he will see a delivery and for which he will be willing to pay up. So utilization reports are very important, have become a standard practice in the industry, and they vary from company to company. So for example, it depends on how they handle their individual project human resource management. So a certain company may have a certain report that they would require, and in a certain format which they may have been using for a long time. There may be a software model also. There are a lot of models available in the market, verifiable model, a lot of vendors providing kinds of models which are very good at calculating the utilization also. So various ways may be used where the key performance indicators or KPIs are being measured and where your utilization is being measured. And in many companies, it is measured with the aid of colorful spreadsheets and not much else, which needless to say isn't the most sustainable way of doing it. So a more systematic way would probably be using a software development or a more concise way. Colorful spreadsheets is very manual. It may not be very easy to punch that into a formula, feed that into a formula, and generate your actual accurate numbers. So you may have a very nice, descriptive, colorful spreadsheet, but that is not the most scientific way of capturing your utilization figures. So again, delving into how is utilization measured, it is percentage of hours actually worked when compared with possible working hours. So as I said, an employee comes in from 9 to 6. When I gave you the example of hiring 3 employees for the job of 1, I have 3 employees who are taking care of something where I can actually have only 1 employee. So they are coming in from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock, but their productive working hours are really from 10 to 12 and then from 3 to 4 or 3 to 4:30, and that's it. The rest of the time they're sitting idle. So imagine in this equation, if I say I shift 2 of them to another project or I shift to ask two of them to leave the organization, I downsize, and then I have one employee coming from 9 to 6. Now, if I take 3 hours per day, then he's actually being 100% productive. So you never have, I don't think you will have 100% productivity, because there will be breaks, there will be human mental exhaustion and physical exhaustion as well. But even if you were to say that he is working 80% or 90% of his day, he could very well manage almost all of what three people were doing. So this is what your actual hours worked would be versus possible versus working hours, which is 9 to 5 or 9 to 6 in any case. But that doesn't mean that 9 to 5 and 9 to 6 is generating revenue. For that matter, the employee can sit from 9 to 10 also, 9 to 11 also, and show that he's working really long hours. But what is he generating in that long hours? You are not going to be rewarded for the quantity of the hours. You are going to be rewarded for the quality of those hours and the utilization of those hours. So as I had mentioned, utilization is actual work divided by total hours, and effective rate, actual amount divided by total hours. So utilization works is shown as this, actual work hours being exceedingly important. Total hours is a larger denominator, is not really going to help you if your numerator is not a good figure, is not an effective figure. Utilization is an important number for firms that charge their time to clients. So if you think of software consultancies, they charge their time. If you think of lawyers, lawyers charge their time. They have their per hour time. Counselors charge their time. So wherever time is being charged, utilization is very, very essential, because no intelligent firm is actually just going to get up and give you revenue for time spent. They are going to give you revenue for utilization. So law firms will have to show in their utilization report, how was this time spent, what advice was given, what documentation was provided, what work was done. So you will have to show where and how and what work was done. Likewise, software consultancy team members, consultants will have to show what was the project I was working on, what was the analysis I did, what was the advice I provided, what was the meeting I did, who did I meet, what is the deliverable, what did I show. So it is very clear that this has to be shown, because time is being charged. A lot of people are being billed on the time, and this is how these large fee-based organizations work, by billing on time. And these are very stringent things laid down in the initial contracts itself. And it shows the billing efficiency of the individual firm. So most people want to have highest billable time hours. But keep in mind, when I'm saying billable time hours, I'm not talking about total work hours. I'm talking about the actual work hours. So every time I say billable, this doesn't mean total number of hours spent. It means the effective, utilized, productive number of hours that are being spent.